talking with Jenna Kimberling here at St. Pat's, a senior signing on to play softball at Nebraska Wesleyan. Jenna, congratulations.
Thank you.
I know we talked earlier in the year about this might be something that you, I mean, this is your sport, this is something you'd like to do. And at what point was Nebraska Wesleyan, did they come into play?
So this summer, I have assistant coach from Nebraska Wesleyan. He was actually my summer ball coach. So I got connected to Wesleyan there. And then when I was on my college visits, and he was like, you need to come to Wesleyan. So I went there, fell in love. Coach Yori, shout out to her. She's an amazing coach. She does everything that I am like inspired to do. She's just an amazing coach. So the school fit, and yeah, it was a perfect fit.
So an easy decision.
Yes, pretty much, yeah.
And I knew softball was an easy decision for you. I mean, but was that something, you know, growing up and playing, you've been playing this for a long time, I know. Was it something you thought, I'm going to go on and do this again? Or, I mean, did you think there would be an end sooner than later?
Yeah, definitely. I've played softball since I was, like, 4 years old. So I have fell in love with this sport. I've never, like, once been like, oh, I don't really like this sport anymore. So, and then we had volleyball, which I love volleyball just as much as softball. So it was really hard. I was like, I need to make a decision between going softball or volleyball. And I would have had the decision if I went to Buena Vista in Iowa. I would have been able to play volleyball and softball. But I decided I needed to focus on softball and then the job after college and getting my degree. So
worked out pretty well. What do you want to major in there at Nebraska Wesleyan?
So I either want to go into PT or BPA in the emergency room like my dad. I went and shadowed him this year. And I fell in love with how the emergency room works, something different like every hour. So yeah.
And on to the next level of softball. I mean, you mentioned you've been playing since you were, I mean, you've probably had a lot of coaches. You've had, and they all probably have a little different philosophies on how to play the game. So you've probably adapted pretty well to a ton of different coaches and may be able to make your transition pretty easily.
Yes. Yep. I had Jeff Barner, which is the high school softball coach now, for a lot of my years of softball, which shout out to him. He taught me from ground up how to play softball, like what to do. So he is definitely someone to shout out. And then I had Pete Theo Harris. He was my coach last year. And then I moved to a different team and another Prodigy organization. So Mike Roth and Leanne, they're my coaches now. Shout out to them because now it's a higher level softball. It's where it's serious. It is like every game matters. So they're just a huge support system.
You like that competition, though. I know that.
Very competitive. Definitely.
You're not talking. I'm not saying that in a negative way, but you're usually pretty fired up on the volleyball and basketball court. Is that the same in softball?
Yeah, I think I got that from softball, actually. It's, like, insane how much of a vocal leader, just, like, in all sports, like, it matters so much. So, yeah, in softball, I think it's huge. Like, cheer on your pitchers and catchers. They always need cheering on. And if someone does something, has an error, like it's always like a good thing to go pick them up. And like in the dugout too, I'm always cheering. Like I don't care who's up to bat, I don't care what the score is, I'm always cheering my teammates on.
Jenna Kimberling signing on to play softball at Nebraska Wesleyan. Congrats, Jenna.
Thank you.